I pretty much came into the business tooting my own horn. Like, I know I rap better than probably 95% of the guys out here.
Digga Digga, first name Rashia, sweetest person, had no idea.
Rashia Fisher, aka Rod Digga, burst on the hip hop scene in the late 90s. While studying electrical engineering at NJIT, Rod Digga made a name for herself on the underground hip-hop scene with her rap cohorts, The Outsiders, which led to being featured on a track with Lauryn Hill from the platinum-selling Fugees album, The Score. While continuing to climb the ranks of the hip-hop industry, the Newark native says it was her rap mentors and musical influences that introduced her to jazz.
KRS-One, Rakim, Juice Crew, and Nas especially. And one of the things that I do know, Rakim and Nas are actually both children of jazz musicians.
Whose world is this?
The world is yours. The world is yours.
It's mine. It's mine. It's mine. Whose world is this?
It's yours.
It's mine. It's mine. It's mine.
Many hip-hop fans associate Rod Digga with rap icon Busta Rhymes, and while he is credited with introducing her to the masses, it was Q-Tip from the jazz-influenced hip-hop trio A Tribe Called Quest who signed her first after a chance meeting during an Outsiders studio session and a performance at a New York City hip-hop showcase.
I'm about 8 months pregnant. I'm sitting in the non-smoking area with Q-Tip while everyone else is in the smoking area. So I just strike up a conversation with him. And I basically was just really transparent with him and said, yo, bro, I got 30 days to get a record deal before I had this baby or I don't know what my life is going to turn into. And he said, hey, I'll sign you. You know, I have a production situation with Elektra Records. So I think the very next day, I FedExed him my demo tape. Common, Mos Def, Talib Kweli, like we were all part of like that Bahamadia. We were all part of this Lyricist Lounge circuit. And I was headlining one of their shows at SOB's and I rocked that show 8 months pregnant. And I think when he saw that, he just kind of said, you know, I don't, as far as work ethic goes, I don't think it's going to get any better than this. Like, I need to just, and I was dope, by the way. Let's just put that out there. The girl can rhyme, okay?
Yeah, Rod Digga 99, flip mode, Outsiders, tight, down to the,
hey, man.
Yeah, check it.
And I
say was tight, because the sister write rhymes all day and all night.
Rod Digga went on to find much success with the release of her 2000 solo debut, Dirty Harriet, and her ongoing collaborations with Busta Rhymes and the Flip Mode Squad. She even broke into the movie scene. Rod Digga was cast in the 2001 horror flick 13 Ghosts and starred alongside Beyoncé in MTV's Carmen, a hip-hopera.
Carmen, don't listen, cause the cards have deceit. Just slide him the money, we don't need a receipt. Truth only exists within the eyes of the
Rod Digga continues to tour the world and says while things in hip-hop have drastically changed, the worldwide demand for artists like her, who many consider to be the leaders of the jazz-influenced golden era of hip-hop, has not dwindled in the least.
We sustain a nice living just pretty much like performing our classics and the songs we're known for. For those of us that, you know, still have the chops to go in the studio and put it down and still compete with the present day artists, we do. But I think the world really just like misses that golden era and will just continue to pay a ton of money to hear us just, you know, to just vicariously live the 90s over and over again.
None of these industry cats, boy. We like Skull and Mold.
older, walking shoulder to shoulder, milking this game, watching our seeds getting older.
I can't say when I'm throwing in the towel yet. I know none of these young folks better not try me.
You know I got it, baby. If you give it to me, I'll give it to you.
For the WBGO Journal, I'm Alexandra Hill.